This is the Shaunakee for Friday, November 17th, episode 45, entitled Lather, Rinse, Repeat. For the Shaunakee, I'm Patrick McLean. I've been working a lot. And by working, I mean freelancing with a number of advertising agencies. I don't mind the advertising so much, but the agencies? Well, I really hate agencies. For those of you who don't have to deal with them, an ad agency is an obsolescent form of organization that adds layers and layers of bullshit to what is already a difficult enough process, coming up with an idea. Inside the agency, there are hobgoblins, little mines, foolish consistencies. Coming up with an idea and bringing it to life is like trying to walk across the room while people are throwing three-year-olds at you. No matter how tough, creative, or determined you are, you will eventually be dragged to the floor by the weight of clingy toddlers screaming for juice. As a small compensation for this distress, one of the agencies I've been frequenting has a pinball machine. So when I can't take it anymore, I play. And if you're wondering what it is, here's an example.
So what do you think? Well, where's the coupon? I'm sorry? You can't run an ad without a coupon. Why? Well, we've never done an ad without a coupon before. But these are ads for $300,000 condominiums. Coupon, coupon, coupon! But people who shuck out $300K for a condo don't click... I want my coupon and that's it!
No amount of logic will prevail. Because this argument has nothing to do with a coupon. It has to do with this guy putting his particular stamp on what he sees as his ad. Basically, he's marking his territory. And that's not even the infuriating part. I know he's wrong. We all know he's wrong. But he'll fight to the death to protect his idea, until later on, when, usually while I'm playing pinball, the same guy comes by and invariably says something like,
"Yeah, the client loved the ad you came up with. Just one small change. They want to take out the coupon. And we need it before FedEx tonight."
And there goes my high score. Actually, I'm not even shooting for the high score. Since the counter only goes up to 99,999, I'm trying to roll it. This is not as easy as it sounds. This particular pinball machine, the disturbingly named Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, was built before the great video game points inflation of the mid-80s. You know, back when 100 points was a lot, 8 bits was enough, and Bill Gates said, who could possibly need more than a mega memory? The good old days, or the days of shitty graphics, depending on your perspective. But the story here is not my unhappiness with a particular bit of work, or the tension between the writing that pays the rent and the writing I believe in. The point of all this is ideas and their generation. You see, most ad agencies are very bad at it, which is disturbing, because that's the business they're supposed to be in. In reality, many of them are secretly members of a medieval guild that was started by ticks, leeches, and mosquitoes. Their craft is extracting as much as possible from a host without killing it or incurring its wrath. Which explains the age-old maxim of Genoese traders in the Crimea.
Guardisci del lecce ci parla della sozione.
Which roughly translated means, beware the leech who speaks of partnership. The reason agencies are bad at coming up with ideas isn't that they suck blood. It's that the people in agencies don't play enough pinball. Or take long walks, or play racquetball, or get into shopping cart jousts behind abandoned grocery stores. Anything, really. You see, they don't understand how ideation works. They cover it up with statistics and focus groups, brand wheels, media analysis. But as organizations, they don't recognize what I'm going to tell you. Here's the process of ideation. You think about the problem you're trying to solve. You ingest all manner of facts and figures and theories. You come up with as many ideas as you can. Then you think about something else. You put the problem and the project away for a while, completely abandon it. And then, out of the blue, a good idea comes. And you can repeat this cycle as many times as necessary. Come to think of it, the essential instructions are on every bottle of shampoo. Lather, rinse, repeat. No tricks, no shortcuts, no easy way out. It's work, just like everything else. Only an essential part of the process is not working at key times, yet having the discipline to come back to it full force. It helps to be a little ADD. Lather, rinse, repeat. And in my particular example, pinball is the brain rinse. But many people seem more worried about looking like they're working hard than actually accomplishing something, which is unfortunate, because thinking doesn't easily submit to the orderly world of timesheets. But the next time you're having trouble solving a creative problem, and you've been working at it for a while with limited success, I suggest spending some time with Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. No, actually I'd stay away from that Brown Dirt Cowboy if I were you. I don't understand his nickname, and I don't really want to know how he got it. But if you're stuck, goof off for a while. As I see it, it's part of the job.
I got it. That's it. We'll put the coupon in the upper right. Of course. It's brilliant.